ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நமஹ. அப்ரமம் பங்கரயிதம் அஜடம் விமலம் சதா அனந்ததீர்த்தமத்லம் பதேதாப்திரயாபகம் மித்யா சித்தாந்த துத்வாந்த வித்வம்ஷி நவசக்ஷண ஜெய்தீர்த்தாக தனிர் பாசதாம் நோ ஹிருதம்பரே அப்திகல்பித கல்போயம் பிரத்யுத்தி கஜகேசரி வியாசதீர்த்த குருபூயாத் அஸ்மதிஷ்டாத சித்தே தபோ வித்யா விரக்தியாதி சத்குணோகாகரானம் வாதிராஜ குருன் வந்தே ஹைக்ரீபதாஷயான் பூஜ்ய ராகவேந்திராய சச்சிதர்மதாய பஜதாங்கல்புருஷாய நமதாம் காமதேனவே துர்வாதி துவாந்திரவையே வைஷ்ணவேந்தீவரேந்தவே ஸ்ரீ ராகவேந்திர குருவே நமோ அத்தியந்தையாளவே ஆபாதமொழி பரியந்தம் குருநாம ஆக்தும் ஸ்மரேத் தின விக்னாக பிரணஷ்யந்தி சித்தியன் ச மனோரதாக ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருபியோ நம. வி ஆர் டூயிங் த இங்கிலீஷ் வர்ஷன் ஆஃப் விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம டுடே டெல் த ரிஷி தேவதா சந்தஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்டார்ட் அஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ விஷ்ணோ திவ்ய சஹஸ்ரநாம ஸ்தோத்ர மகாமந்திரஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ வேதவியாசோ பகவான் ருஷி அனுஷ்டுப் சந்த ஸ்ரீ மகாவிஷ்ணு பரமாத்ம ஸ்ரீமன்நாராயணோ தேவதா ஸ்ரீலக்ஷ்மி நாராயண பிரசாத சித்தியத்தை ஜபே விநியோக ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் விஸ்வஸ்மை நம. ஓம் விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணுர் வஷட்காரோ பூதபவ்ய பவத் பிரபு பூதகிருத் பூதகிருத் பாவோ பூதாத்மா பூதபாவன பூதாத்மா பரமாத்மா ச முக்தானாம் பரமாகதி அவ்யய புருஷசாட்சி க்ஷேத்ரக்னோக்ஷர ஏவ ச யோகோ யோகவிதாம் நேத பிரதான புருஷேஸ்வர நாரசிம்ஹோ புஷ்ரீமான் கேசவ புருஷோத்தம சர்வ ஷவ சர்வ ஷர்வ சிவ ஸ்தானு பூதாதிர் நிதிரவிய சம்பவோ பாவனோ பர்த்த பிரபோ பிரபுரீஸ்வர. ஸோ இன் திஸ் ஒன் இன் யோகோ யோகவிதாம் நேத பிரதான புருஷேஸ்வர நாரசிம்ஹ வபு அப் டு நாரசிம்ஹ வபு வி ஹவ் டன். ஸ்ரீமான் இஸ் த நெக்ஸ்ட் வேர்ட் ஃபார் த இங்கிலீஷ் வெர்ஷன். ஸ்ரீமான் லோகத்ரய, தி ஸ்ரீமான் ஆக்சுவலி கம்ஸ் மல்டிபிள் டைம்ஸ். ஸோ ஹியர் வில் சி வாட் எவர் வி வாண்ட் திங்க் அபவுட் சம் மீனிங்ஸ் ஹியர் அண்ட் லேட்டர் வில் திங்க் அபவுட் மோர் மீனிங்ஸ் தேர். ஸோ ஸ்ரீமான், மான் மீன்ஸ் அஸ் யூ சே ஸ்ரீமான் ஆர் ஸ்ரீமந்த, பலவான் பலவந்த, மான் ஆர் வான், மந்த ஆர் வந்த. மந்த வந்த இஸ் பேசிக்கலி தட் மான் அண்ட் வான் வில் பிகம் மந்த வந்த. போத் மான் ஆர் வான் தே ஆர் மத்துப் பிரத்யா, தே கால்ட் மத்துப், மத்துப் பிரத்யா. மத்துப் மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ், லைக் தட் மத்துப் பிரத்யா பிகம்ஸ் மத். மத் ஆர் மான் ஆர் வத் ஆர் வான், லைக் பலவான். ஸோ லைக் தட் மஹிமான். ஸோ சம் cases it becomes man, depending upon the grammatical structure it will become either man. So we don't say shrivan, but we don't say balaman, we say balavan shriman. So there are certain rules by which that it takes either van or man, one of the two. So here shri shabda, it takes only man, shriman, shrimate, shrimanta. So the shrimati is for women, we use the word shrimati. For புருஷாஸ் யூஸ் அவர்ட் ஸ்ரீமான், ஸ்ரீமான் பும்லிங்க, ஸ்ரீமதி ஸ்திரீலிங்க. ஹியர் ஸ்ரீமான் ஃபார் விஷ்ணு சஹஸ்ரநாம இட் இஸ் யூஸ்ட். ஸோ ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் ஸ்ரீ. ஸோ திஸ் ஸ்ரீ இஸ் ஆக்சுவலி ஃபார் இன் கேஸ் ஆஃப் பரமாத்மா, ஒன்லி டூ வேஸ் வி கேன் திங்க் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீ. பரமாத்மா வாட் எவர் இன் ஸ்வரூப, ஸோ ஹிஸ் ஹீ டசன்ட் ஹேவ் எ ஃபிசிக்கல் பாடி. இன் ஸ்வரூப தேக ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் ஸ்ரீ. ஸ்ரீ மீன்ஸ் சம்பத், சம்பத் மீன்ஸ் எ கைண்ட் ஆஃப் வெல்த். What kind of all is guna sampat. So here in Bhagavata Tatpari Nirnaya Acharya says swarupa shris tatha bharya dvedha shristu harer mata. So for Hari, mata means let it be known. Mata is opinion. It is what the opinion of all the wise people. It is the opinion of the scriptures. So one has to understand this way, that for Hari, this word Shri occurs in two different meanings. Hari is Shriman in two ways. One way is Shri is means Lakshmi. Shriman, one who has Lakshmi as his consort or wife, or Paramatma's under control, Bharya, Bharya, Bharyate. So one who is supported by Paramatma. So Shriman, one who has Lakshmi as his consort. So that is one meaning of Shriman for Paramatma. He is Shriman. He has Lakshmi as his wife, as his consort. So that's why he is Shriman. There is another one, Swarupa Shri Stata Bharya. Bharya means wife. Swarupa Shri Hi, Swarupa Sampat. So two ways, Dvedha, Dvi, Dvedha, two kinds. So here, Lakshmi, Pati, Narayana, Shriman, that is one meaning. And that is applicable only Paramatma. Paramatma alone is Lakshmi Pati. Lakshmi Patitva is Paramatma alone. Lakshmi, one who has Lakshmi, one who is owner of Lakshmi, one who rules upon Lakshmi, that is applicable only to Paramatma. That's why he is Shriman, having the Lakshmi, possessing the Lakshmi, only Paramatma it applies. And Swarupa Sampat, that also Paramatma Swarupa Sampat or Shri, Shri means wealth. Swarupa Sampat means the inherent wealth, inherent quality. Each of the inherent quality of Paramatma is one kind of wealth. So with this meaning, actually you can come up with hundreds and thousands of meanings with this word. Shriman, one who has sampat, wealth of what kind of wealth? Depends on what wealth you're talking about, like kanti or prakasha, effulgence. One who has the wealth of effulgence. One who has wealth of beauty. One who has wealth of knowledge. One who has wealth of bliss, ananda. Or one who has wealth of parakrama, valor or chivalry. Or one who has the wealth of viryatva, shauryatva, dhiratva. Or courage. So all these are wealth. So, and by giving the definition of one kind of wealth, you can come up one meaning for Shriman. So his infinite number of qualities, each quality we can think of as Shriman. But we have only like, we can think of only Upasana, we can think of only four. But just to know about the qualities of the Lord, we can think, you know, whatever are mentioned in the scriptures, we can think of all those good qualities of Paramatma. But Upasana, Upasana means what? Upasana means we do Dhyana, Avadharana. So like you think about the Lord, you think about that form of the Lord, you meditate upon that for long periods of time. That is what is Upasana. That kind of Upasana, Manusha is, so there, Satchidananda Atmeti Manushaistu Sureshwaraihi. So Manushaistu Sureshwaraihi something. Sureshwaraihi Bahuguna Upasana. Whereas for Manushas, four kinds of wealth or Upasana we can think of for Paramatma. He is like Sat Ananda, Sat Sampat, Sat form of Sampat. What is Sat? Flawlessness. Or Sat is also can mean other things like Sat Sada, Sada Nashana, one who does the pralaya for the worlds, that quality is there. That's a Sampat. How can pralaya causing be a Sampat? Because that is calls for extraordinary ability. Ordinary people cannot do it. That's why it's a kind of Sampat. So like destruction of all the worlds at the time of pralaya, he doesn't destroy the world indiscriminately. At the pralaya time, he destroys all the worlds. So even that is a kind of a Sampat. So Sat Rupa Sampat is one. Chitrupa, Chidrupa. So the Chitrupa Sampat is Jnanatmaka wealth. The wealth in the form of knowledge. That is another Sampat. So Sat Chit Ananda Atma. Ananda is bliss. So Ananda Atmaka or Ananda form of Sampat or wealth. That's why he is Sriman, one who has Ananda form of Sampat. So Atma is Mamaswami. We do that worship to Paramatma. So that is a kind of one kind of Sampat. So we do Upasana as treating Paramatma as Atma. So this Satchidananda Atmeti Manushaistu, these four qualities we think of Paramatma while doing Upasana. But general thinking and generally talking about, thinking a little bit about it to best of our capacity is another kind of Upasana. So they're not actually Upasana, but another way of looking at, thinking about the God, which helps us in doing the Upasana of these four gunas of Paramatma, Satchit, Ananda, Atma. We also think about other gunas or other wealth or other Sampat. So he is Sriman, one who has infinite number of qualities. Each quality is one Sampat or one wealth, which can be called as a Shri. That way Paramatma is Sriman. So like he is Kanti Sampatman, or he is Prakasha Sampatman, or he is Jnana Sampada, Ananda Sampada, Aishwarya Sampada, Prabha Sampada, like that. Like, you know, we do Anganyasa, Purna Jnanatmane Hudayana Namaha, Purna Aishwaryatmane Sise Swaha, Om Purna Prabhatmane Shikhaya Voshat, Om Purna Teja Atmane Netrabhyamashut, Om Purna Atmane Namaha Koshayam. So like that, we think about various kinds of gunas of Paramatma. So all those are Sampat for him. So each one is a Sampat. So he is Sriman, Swarupa Sampatman. So like that, Paramatma is Sriman, having the wealth of inherent qualities, infinite way. And for Jivas also we use a Sriman. Some Sriman came. Sriman Narasimha Rao came, or Sriman some Venkatraman Rao came. So we use in world Shriman, but there it is used in a very light sense. In the sense, he has a lot of fame, Kirti Sampada, or he has a lot of physical Sampada, materialist Sampada, or he has a lot of good name, or good fame, or good knowledge. Now, everyone who teaches a lot of things is a Shriman. Shriman Acharya came, Shriman somebody came. So Shriman, so my guru came. We use that word Shriman in Laukik also for Laukik people, but there it is used in a limited sense. But for Paramatma, it is infinite sense. He is infinite Shriman. We are all also can be Shrimans, but finite Shrimans. And that Shampat for us can be Sarupa Bhuta Sampattu or Deha Sampattu. It can be either way. Two more possibilities for us also. Two for Paramatma, Lakshmi and Sarupa Sampattu, because he doesn't have a physical body. For people, they have physical bodies. So it can be a physical Sampat or it can be Sarupa Bhuta Sampattu. But because it is much limited for Jivas, their Shriman means Upacharika way. Upacharika means just like that we use the word Shriman for all the people who use it, but the loose sense. But in its strictest sense, Shriman is applicable only to Paramatma. And in one sense, it is Lakshmi Patitva. In another sense, he has all auspicious qualities. Shri, form of infinite number of qualities he has. So he is Shriman in infinite way almost. So that is what is Shriman. So there is a Shrihi Kantihi Asya Asti Iti Shriman. Like that Shrihi Prakashaha Asya Asti Iti Shriman. Or Shrihi Parakramaha Asya Asti Iti Shriman. Shrihi Virya Asya Asti Iti Shriman. Like that any quality you can tell. And you say that quality he has, that's why he is Shriman. So this is another way of thing. And another meaning that we can think of it is, like as I said, like, you know, whether beauty or Niyamaka Shakti or Prabhutva. Prabhutva means rulership, Ishwaratva. Or as we talked about Purna Jnana, Purna Aishwarya, Purna Prabha, Purna Ananda, Purna Teja, Purna Shakti, Bhagavanta, we say the six qualities. These are all each one of Shadguna Aishwarya Sampat. Each guna of the six great gunas we think of about Paramatma, each one is like one Sampat. So that way he has Paramatma has multiple ways, the Shrimatva, a Shriman Sampada. And then when we talk about this, all these objects, like, you know, the beautiful objects there in the world, and this whole world is like Deha or Sharira for Paramatma. So the when we talk about this, we have to be careful, because when we say this world is like Sharira for Paramatma, so this doesn't, when do we say something is a Sharira, something is not a Sharira? Like we have our bodies, we say this is my Sharira, because the Jiva, when it is inside the body has a functionality, and the Jiva itself has a functionality because inside the Jiva, Paramatma is there making the Jiva function. Then the Jiva is with the help of Paramatma, with the help of Tattvika Abhimani Devatas, it makes this body function. That's why Jiva also, like in the limited sense, it can be Shriman. But the Sharira Shariri Bhava, when we talk about, is Sharira Shariri Bhava. Paramatma is Shariri and this Jagat is Sharira. This Vishishtadvaita is taken literal sense. We also say Sharira Shariri Bhava is there. Bhava is there means it is like that. It is similar. It does not mean that the Sharira Shariri Bhava, is Sharira itself is like what we have as a physical body, our bodies. Same way this universe is like a body of Paramatma. Like a body is one thing, but that it's this universe itself is the body of Paramatma. If we say, what is the problem? Because Vishishtadvaita, that's what they say. This entire universe is Paramatma's body. Sharira Shariri Bhava. We don't accept that kind of a Sharira Shariri Bhava. For him, Sharira Shariri Bhava can be only one way. He non-different from his Deha. Swarupa Deha, his Swarupa Deha is non-different from his Avatara Deha. So in every Avatara also, the Swarupa Deha Shakti is there completely in Paramatma. So this way, the Paramatma, he controls each and every Deha. So this Deha, whichever has this Shrimatva, that Srimatva for people, body can have Srimatva, Swarupa can have Srimatva. So Srimatva at two different levels. In case of Paramatma, Srimatva is Lakshmipatitva, that's one separate category. And then Srimatva is at only one level. He does not take a physical body. He, in avatars or Mularupa, he has Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamadachide, Purnasya, Purnamadaya, Purnameva Avajati, is always complete. So always complete means he is non-different from his own deha, which he does not take a physical separate body. So for him, sampat, his own sampat, deha sampat means swarupa deha sampat itself. Whereas for human beings, swarupa deha sampat is different, stula deha sampat is different. For example, somebody can be a very powerful person in swarupa deha. Because of some shapa, curse or something, he may be a very timid person in the world. His dhairya sampattu is very little in physical body, but in spiritual body is very high. It can be other way around also. Somebody can be a very small person, does not have a lot of physical valor or strength or courage, but when he takes up because of his punya or something, stula deha, he may exhibit a lot of good sampat. So that's why we have to see what it means. Shri means sampat. The sampat can be any kind, and in case of people, they are, none of them is Shrimans in the real sense, because they don't have infinite of any of the qualities that they mentioned. They are able to conduct, they're fine. But full possession of the sampat is applicable only to Paramatma. So in both ways, Lakshmi Namaka sampat is available only to Paramatma. Lakshmi Itara sampat, among them also, the most precious sampats of every kind, is available to Paramatma whenever he takes incarnation itself. So he doesn't have to work for it. There's no question of striving for anything. So that's why his Srimatva, Sriman Shakti, is completely independent and totally complete. So in the question it says, one thing that comes is, Vishishta Advaitis, they accept Sakaratva for Paramatma, but they think of Paramatma having the limbs through his physical body. That means this Atma of Paramatma is separate and his body is separate and his body has all kinds of sampat. This is how the Vishishta Advaitis believe. So we say, no, there is no separate body other than Paramatma. He himself is the body. So this is where the question that they can ask is, so which one is acceptable? So the Paramatma's Paramasundara, it is applicable only to Atma, or he has a separate body and his Paramasundarya is applicable to his physical body and his Swarupa body. Which one is more accurate? Means the only accurate thing is Paramatma does not have a separate physical body and his Swarupa Deha itself has all the sampats. So his Sharira, Shariri Bhava, whenever we talk of, it is like a Sharira only, but itself, this whole universe itself is not a body or Sharira for Paramatma, but it is like a Sharira, just as the Jiva, Paramatma, they are inside the body and they control the body, the Sharira, Shariri Bhava. Same way Paramatma is present in this entire universe and he runs this universe. That's why this whole universe is like a body for him, but he himself is not the body. So this is the stula meaning for Sriman Shabda. If any questions are there, you can feel free to ask. Hare Srinivasa, Sikshnar Pramastha.